Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. This is the Thursday of the third week in ordinary time. I always wonder about ordinary time. Nothing with God is ordinary. I know what they're trying to do is distinguish between different seasons in the church, but I just don't like the word ordinary because it just isn't. Anyway, now I've vented my concern to you. I'm teasing. We'll take a look at the first reading from the second book of Samuel, chapter 7, verses 18 and 19, and then 24 to 29. After Nathan had spoken to King David, the king went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, Lord God? And who are the members of my house that you have brought me to this point? Yet even this you see is too little, Lord God. You have also spoken of the house of your servant for a long time to come. This too you have shown to man, Lord God. You have established for yourself your people Israel as yours forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord God, confirm for all time the prophecy you have made concerning your servant and his house, and do as you have promised. Your name will be forever great when men say, 'The Lord of hosts is God of Israel.' And the house of your servant David stands firm before you. It is you, Lord of hosts, God of Israel. You who said in a revelation to your servant, 'I will build a house for you.' Therefore, your servant now finds the courage to make this prayer to you. And now, Lord God, you are God, and your words are truth. You have made this generous promise to your servant. Do then, bless the house of your servant, so that it may be before you forever. For you, Lord God, have promised, and by your blessing, the house of your servant shall be blessed forever." You know, I want to say something here to married couples or to fathers or to mothers, but especially to couples. Have you dedicated your family? Yes, they've been baptized, but have you dedicated your family right now at this time in your life to the Lord? Say, "I want to draw closer to you. I want to reveal you through me. Use me to reveal yourself to your people. Thank you, Lord, for giving us life. Thank you for sustaining us. Give us more wisdom." Brothers and sisters, the words don't matter, however you want to put it, but note what you're saying. You're saying, "Lord, I want your life revealed through my family." Yes, there is an individual thing here. Yes, but just as a family, saying that I want to be dedicated to the Lord. I want to follow you, Lord, more and more. God will honor that. Think about it. Let me know what you think of that. But I think that the Lord would be mightily pleased in an age where there's so much turmoil and revenge seeking and desertion. There's so much going on that's turning us, making us alien to the Lord. I want you to draw closer to him. Help your family, not by the external deeds. It's more by your heart that you say, "Lord, here I am and here is my family, and we will serve you. Show us the way." You could be good doctors. You could be good teachers. You could be anything in life. It's your heart that I'm after and what God is after for all of us, that we want to follow him all the days of our life. Psalm 132 tells us the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. Think of that. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. "Lord, remember David and all his anxious care, how he swore an oath to the Lord, vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, 'I will not enter the house where I live, nor lie on the couch where I sleep. I will give my eyes no sleep, my eyelids no rest, till I find a home for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob.'" Where is Christ's home in you? Is it in your heart? Is it within your family? Is it in your workplace? Is there any little thing you can do in any one of those ways? Consider it. Ask the Lord about it. Even something seems so small, but some way to put the Lord in the place that he deserves to be in your life, in your marriage, in your workplace, whatever state you're in life, is he first? In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 21 to 25, Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." If we want to receive still more, St. Elizabeth of the Trinity wrote, "Walk in Jesus Christ, rooted in him, built up on him, strengthened in faith, and growing in him in thanksgiving. Yes, little child of my heart and soul," that's you, "walk in Jesus Christ. You need this broad road, for you were not made for the narrow paths of here below. Be rooted in him." This implies being uprooted from self or doing everything. Well, you can't just say, okay, take myself away. That's not the point. The point is to put God first, not just this is what I want, or this is the way I want it, or this is when I want it. But God, what do you want? Ask him. This implies being uprooted, says St. Elizabeth, from self, or doing everything as if you were, by denying self each time you meet it. Be built up on him, high above everything that is passing, there where everything is pure and everything is luminous. Be strengthened in faith, that is, never act except in the great light of God, never according to impressions or according to your own imagination. Believe that he loves you, that he wants to help you in the struggles you have to undergo. Believe in his love, his exceeding love, as St. Paul says. Nourish your soul on the great thoughts of faith, which will reveal to you all its richness and the end for which God has created you. If you live like this, your piety will be true. Truth is so beautiful, the truth of love. He loved me and gave himself up for me. That, my little child, is what it means to be true. And finally, grow in thanksgiving. Be strengthened in faith. Grow in love for the Lord. And finally, grow in thanksgiving. That is the last word of the program, and it is but the consequence of it. If you walk rooted in Christ, strengthened in your faith, you will live in thanksgiving. The love of the children of God. I wonder how a soul that has sounded the depths of love the heart of God has for it could be anything but joyful in every suffering and sorrow. Let me read that again. I wonder how a soul that has sounded the depths of love the heart of God has for it could be anything but joyful in every suffering and sorrow. Remember that he has chosen you in him before the creation of the world to be immaculate and pure in his presence in love. We can't make ourselves worthy of God. Not one of us can do that. But we can draw closer to him day by day. We can read his word. We can seek to bring his love to others. Just do that. You'll see how the Lord guides you. So do not fear struggles or temptations. When I am weak, explained the apostle, it is then that I am strong. For the strength of Jesus Christ dwells in me. Brothers and sisters, You know, I go so far as to say this is a time for a revolution of our hearts. We're so caught up with our daily lives, and yes, they can be busy, but we're so caught up that God gets, you know, pushed into a corner. Or he's ignored most of the day, or we have 10 minutes in the morning where we pray, and then we say, that's that now, and now I can go on and do other things. And sometimes that's all you can do. I understand that, but it's never enough. During the day, you know, there are many times during the day when I just stop, whatever I'm involved in, I just stop and say, Lord, am I doing what you want me to do? Am I doing it the way you want me to do it? And most of the time, it's just quiet. But I've given him the opportunity, if there's something he wants me to grow in, that he will show me. But there have been times when the Lord has just said, stop, be quiet, listen. And that's what we want to do, because God wants to give us something. He wants to ask something of us. And that doesn't mean that you have this line, anytime you want to talk to God, God will hear you. Absolutely. Every time you turn to him, he'll hear you. But it's not like he'll just answer you right away. But just put before him your dilemmas, your concerns, the difficulties you have, your hopes, your dreams. Bring them before him. Turn to him. He's the author of your life. He loves you. And when things happen that we don't understand, go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me to understand. I entrust this to you, and I believe that even in this or that circumstance, you're watching out for me. But help me. Help me here to understand what I should do or say. Or should I be quiet? Oftentimes, believe me, I can talk a lot. But there are times when the Lord really wants of me just to be still, be quiet, and know that I am God. And out of that clarity comes what I need. And that's true for all of us. Be still and know that I am God. That's what God says to us. And I want to encourage you to give him some time every day. Every day. I know it might be 5 minutes in your schedule, but give him time every day. And in that time, say to the Lord, I want to give my life to you. I want to give my day to you. I want to give this problem I have today or this promise I have today, whatever the case may be, I want to give it to you, Lord. Help me to be your servant in this situation. And you will be amazed at how God will guide you during that day. You don't have to hear voices. You'll see it. God will lead you. He will guide you because he deeply, deeply loves you. I wish I knew how to convey that even more, because we can so think of ourselves as unlovable, or we've made too many mistakes, or we've gone overboard. We're done for. That's not true for any one of us, no matter what has happened in life. Come to the Lord today. Give him your life. Give him your day. Give him your night. And trust him. He loves you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.